Third parak of Kedusha 9th Mishnah. Misha yesh lo shtei kitei bonos. He has two sets of daughters. Shtei noshim from two wives. Oma kidash is bitei gdoilo. In your day, gdoilo shib gdoilis, gdoilo shib gtanis, gtanis shib gdoilis. He said, I married off my gdoila, my elder daughter. We don't know what did he mean. Did he mean the oldest of the four? Did he mean the oldest of the two younger ones, which is the third daughter? Or does it mean the second daughter, which is she's younger of the first two, but she's older than the bottom two? Kula masuras. When we have a suffix, what he meant, we have to answer all of them is suffix. Chutz mektana shoketana, is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, when you say a loshen mesupik, you have to be choshen for all of a sudden. The only one that is definitely not is the youngest of all four, because she's definitely not a gdoil. Rabbi Yosi says, makulim b'taris, chutz mektana shoketanis. He says another way around. Rabbi Yosi says that a person doesn't like to put himself in a loshen of suffix. So if he said a loshen, we assume he meant something clear. What is clear? If he said gdoil, he meant a clear gdoil. Gidashis viti ktana ve'eni yadeim ktana shev ktana zek ktana shev gdoilis zek gdoilis shev ktana zek ktana shev gdoilis ktana shev ktanas shev gdoilis. If he said this is the flip side of the same case, I married off my youngest daughter, and we don't know if it's the youngest of all four, or if it's the younger of the two older ones, which is, or does it mean the older of the two younger ones, which is from the youngest set, because she's still younger than the second one, younger than the younger of the older ones. So once again, kulam asuras chutz min hagdolos shebigdoilis. Rabbi Meir says they are all asuras except for the oldest of the oldest. Rabbi Yosi aima kulam mutaros chutz min haktanos shebigtanos. Rabbi Yosi says they're all mutar except for the ktanos shebigtanos.